Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Doha Diaries. You might be able to hear a bit of excitement in my voice. It's a very strange thing. I've walked into a bar in a hotel and I haven't been in a bar. I haven't just seen this kind of atmosphere or people drinking, and I saw a pint glass and I just felt like it was something kind of normal and that I'm used to and comforting. It's not about the alcohol, it's the atmosphere, it's the people, it's everything. And I have a glass of wine and I'm with Documentally and he's got a pint, which I'm definitely going to have a sip of just to taste it. This glass looks enormous. It's proper wine in a glass.
I'm blown away. Not being kind of a month like you have without this environment, I don't know what that's like, but I do know that walking around a place completely devoid of the normal kind of bookmarks of a sociable society as such, and I've seen people being sociable, but not in the kind of pub environment.
It's
definitely not kind of carefree.
It's all about the coffee and the ice cream and the karak here.
Yes.
And it's good. It's nice. You know, I haven't actually missed alcohol. I have missed the experience of being with friends in a particular environment.
I just love the challenge. I love the fact that, you know, there is nowhere, really, other than a few select places. So I really just wanted to hunt them down. And I think you didn't need that much convincing. You could have lived without it quite easily, because you have done. But the thought of being around people and meeting new people in a place where, for you, it's work, home.
Yeah, and I like the people I work with, and I've met some nice people where I live, but everybody I've met so far, and they're all lovely, but they're all, because of their religious faith, non-drinkers. And, you know, even just occasionally sort of going, oh, you know, I could just do it with a pint right now. I'm stopping that side of myself because it's not really quite normal. It's not quite the way things are. By the way, if you didn't realise, I'm still in Doha, in Qatar, which is a dry country, except for the 4 or 5-star hotels, except for a few private clubs. And there is apparently one liquor store that you not only have to have evidence that you are not Qatari, but you also have to have a special license to shop at. It will sell you alcohol, which is haram, and pork, which is haram. And you need to get a license signed by your employer in order to shop there. Needless to say, I don't need alcohol so much that I bother to do any of that. I haven't even bothered to trek into a hotel and buy an expensive glass of wine. But now I'm with Documentally, it felt like the right thing to do. I've not seen him in years. We're going to have a little drink. We're going to say, oh,
cheers.
That sound, cheers. I'm going to have a sip.
Oh yeah.
That's quite a nice glass of wine, actually.
It's really hot out there, and I must admit, you know, you do get kind of accustomed to, I want a very large glass with liquid in it, and cold liquid, this is more refreshing than anything I've had in a long time. 40 degrees outside, chilled and relaxed inside.
And I did try him out yesterday with the next best thing, a cold liquid that comes in a bottle that you could, if you weren't really looking closely, assume was a bottle of beer, but it was actually a bottle of Barbican malted drink.
And
I don't think it was cruel. It's not too bad, although now somebody said that it tastes like boiled sweets, because we went for the flavoured ones. We had pomegranate, we had apple, we had pineapple, and that's going to stick in my head. It does taste like boiled sweets. It doesn't taste like this, but I'm going to say cheers. And, oh, I just feel more myself. That makes me sound like an alcoholic. I promise I'm not. It's this environment just feels more just normal, my normal. So, cheers.
Cheers.